Hey everybody, I just want to let you know that the entries for this year's Sleepwire Pro-Am and Listener Leagues are now available. Coming back for the fifth season, we once again have a great lineup of pros, including Jake Seeley, Matt Harmon, Mitch Renz, Pat Fitzmaurice, Marcus Grant, Justin Boone, the Sleeper app, and so much more. We have so many options for you to play with the pros and us this season. A one-time $50 donation to our Patreon page will get you into the Pro-Am. A one-time donation of $30 gets you into a listener league with us, and a one-time $75 donation gets you into both the Pro-Am and a listener league. Visit patreon.com/sleeperwire to make your donation, and then screenshot your confirmation email and send it to sleeperwire@gmail.com, and we'll make sure to get you on the list. Make sure to include your name and your sleeper username in the email. Once again, that's patreon.com/sleeperwire and send it to sleeperwire@gmail.com.
I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you.
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean.
All right, let's go.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Sleepwire Great Debate Show. This is the second one of the 2019 fantasy football season, and with me today I have Prime Time Lucas. How's it going, man?
Hey, it's going well. Glad to be on another show.
Yeah, welcome to your first great debate of the season.
Yeah, first of the season. Hopefully not the last.
We'll see how it goes. All right, guys. Well, before we introduce the two players, I just want to give you a quick heads up. If any of you are in the Dallas area or are going to be going to SportsCon, please check out draftnightout.com. SleeperWire and Eat Sleep Fantasy have collaborated to become the official fantasy draft event of SportsCon. We're going to be hosting the draft after party at Top Golf in Dallas on July 13th, and it's going to be amazing. Lucas, you're going to be there. It's going to be super fun. Food, drinks, drafting, prizes, signed merch, etc. We've got three great packages to choose from, so go to draftnightout.com for more details. Well, for those of you listening to The Great Debate for the first time, here we're having a debate-style argument between two players where we each get 2 minutes to argue for our player and 90 seconds to rebut the other person's player. And, you know, this is going to be 100% objective, no gut feelings or anything like that, just stats-based arguments. And today, we've got two wide receivers. So we did running backs for the first one. Go back and listen. We did James Conner versus Joe Mixon. And today, we have T.Y. Hilton versus Keenan Allen. I've got Hilton, and Lucas has Keenan. You ready to get going?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to kick us off here. So first and foremost, I'm going to try to not sound like a homer here, since I am a big Colts fan. T.Y. Hilton is primed for a huge season this year. Let's talk about last season first, though. 76 receptions, 1,270 yards, and 6 receiving touchdowns. That's a very solid season for the Colts wide receiver one. 1,270 yards, and that was in only 14 games. That's a 16-game pace of 1,451 receiving yards, which would have been a career high. That would have been higher than his 1,448, which won him the receiving title a couple years ago. On a per-game basis, Hilton was fifth in the NFL last season in receiving yards per game. He had 5 games with over 100 yards, and 9 of his 14 games that he played were at least 77. He's actually a pretty consistent wide receiver for you. He only really put up one dud game in PPR points last season, and that was week 6. He had 1 catch for 34 yards. Yeah, that's a bad game, but every wide receiver has a bad game or two. Aside from that, every other week was over 10 points, aside from, we don't really count week 17, the Colts playing the Titans, they had the playoff spot locked up fairly early, so they didn't need to play Hilton, so he didn't have a monster game in week 17. So, but the fantasy season, weeks 1 through 16, only one game under 10 points. Looking at his fantasy game log, 9 of the games were 15 points or more. He also had games of 20.8, 21.3, 28.9, 36.5 points, and that's when he went 9 catches for 155 yards and 2 touchdowns. T.Y. Hilton is a weak winning type of wide receiver, and he's shown that every season. In 2016, he had a 5 for 175 and 2. 2016, he had two games over 30 fantasy points. He's got a really good chance to put up at least 15 to 20 points any given week, with the ability to have a couple 30-plus point weeks in there too. This is a guy who you want to have on your team as your wide receiver one. And he's got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL throwing him the ball in Andrew Luck, who now has a fantastic offensive line.
Yeah, T.Y. can be a weak winning kind of guy, but he can also be a weak disappearing kind of guy where he just vanishes. He has a lot going for him, but that offense doesn't revolve around him and also doesn't seem to have a clear-cut identity. Here are some stats that may dissuade you from taking him over a beast like Keenan Allen. Hilton ranks 56th amongst wide receivers in snap share, 57th in catch rate at 63.3%, and 78th in true catch rate. He ranks 100th in target separation with only 1.04 yards, 49th in drop rate, 25th in contested catches at 31%, 34th in QB rating when targeted, 29th in fantasy points when targeted, and finally 79th in end zone target share with only 5 targets last year. It's tough to trust a wide receiver as your number one who doesn't get looks in the end zone. The team uses a carousel of running backs in the end zone or in the red zone and has 23 active tight ends all catching tight TDs from Andrew Luck. Hilton just isn't on Luck's radar when it comes to scoring touchdowns.
All right, let's move over to Keenan Allen. Lucas, take it away.
Keenan Allen. The biggest issue I had with Keenan Allen wasn't even with Allen. It was with old man Rivers' passing arm. At least it was until I listened to a recent interview he did with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, where he talked about Rivers overthrowing the man with the 4.3 40-yard dash known as Travis Benjamin in minicamp. The biggest argument I often here against Allen is one of durability. After playing 16 games in each of the last two seasons, I think it's safe to say that we can squash that notion. Over those 2 years, he's amassed 199 receptions on 295 targets for 2,589 yards and 12 touchdowns, which boils down to near 100 catches on 150 targets and 1,300 yards per season. That averages out to be about 81 yards per game, and he had a catch rate of 71%. His 6 touchdowns is a safe floor, which could easily jump to the 8 to 10 range if Rivers were to put more throws on target in the red zone. Some more fun stats on Allen. He ranked 12th in the NFL running routes on 86% of the team's 602 pass plays, 5th in targets with 159, 6th in target share with 28%, 5th in hog rate at 20%, which represents targets per offensive snap, or in other words, he received a target 1 out of every 5 offensive plays the team ran. He ranked 3rd in red zone target share at 34%, 4th in catches with 102 last year, 3rd in receiving yards with 1393, 2nd in yards after catch with 487, 8th in red zone receptions, and 4th in fantasy points per route. And finally, he led the NFL with the lowest drop rate, period. Allen has also had 50-plus yard plays in each of the last two seasons, proving he also has big playability. Tyrell Williams is no longer with the team, and with him left 65 targets and 653 yards. Even with all of this, defenses will have a tough time keying on Allen. They will have to worry about Gordon rushing, Benjamin...
All right, so you brought up touchdowns being a knock against Hilton in the red zone. Well, if you're bringing touchdowns up against Hilton, it's got to go against Keenan Allen as well. Sure, he had 8 touchdowns in his rookie season, but since then, 4-4-0. That was the year he tore his ACL, so we can't really count that against him. And then 6-6. He's not a guy who gets into the red zone often either. So they're basically 6 touchdowns a season. You can count on that on both sides. But I'm glad you brought up Tyrell Williams. I don't think that targets for Keenan Allen are really going to increase that much. There's the whole narrative that Tyrell Williams is gone, so the targets should go up. So let's talk about that. Tyrell only had 65 targets last season, and guess who wasn't there? Hunter Henry. Henry is a good tight end who's going to command more than 65 targets in a season. If he plays all 16, he's going to get more than 65. So with an increase in targets to Mike Williams as well, Hunter Henry coming back and getting more than 65 targets, and Melvin Gordon out of the backfield, who always gets targets. I mean, Phillip Rivers is going to have to throw it over 600 times for Keenan Allen to get the same target share, and Rivers only threw it like 508 times last season. So he's going to have to throw it 100 more times if we want Keenan Allen to get the same target share. I just think hoping for a huge increase in targets for Keenan because Tyrell is gone is just ignoring the fact that Hunter Henry's coming back and he's going to get more targets than targets have left. All right, so taking it back to T.Y. Hilton here. So as I was saying, the Colts have a fantastic offensive line to protect Andrew Luck. That is going to allow T.Y. Hilton even more time to run his routes to get open. There's also some good new options that are going to help take some of the heat off of T.Y., who, let's face it, was basically the only wide receiver there last year, aside from, what, Chester Rogers? Yeah, exactly. Basically the only guy there. Paris Campbell is an electric rookie wide receiver who should start right away in the slot. Devin Funchess is going to be able to be that big, slow, just big-bodied wide receiver. He'll definitely take away some red zone targets, but let's face it, T.Y. Hilton has never been a red zone threat anyway. You brought up all those stats about that, and I'm glad you did because I completely agree. He's not that red zone guy. Eric Ebron and Jack Doyle, those are also the red zone guys. So we have this, the red zone thing, that's a big knock against T.Y. and the whole six touchdowns argument. But you know what? That doesn't matter to me. I'll take six touchdowns every single year. If I'm getting 1,200 plus yards and 80 plus catches from my wide receiver one, those touchdowns are going to come on big plays for your fantasy team too, which just those are just beautiful to see in your score. Hilton is currently going at the 212 in a PPR versus Keenan at the 302, so there's only one pick in between them. And honestly, I think if you're starting at the 101 and you're taking Saquon Barkley, then having Keenan Allen as your wide receiver, or not, and then having T.Y. Hilton as your wide receiver one would be an amazing way to start.
I've won him
also,
over.
Also, Keenan also, Allen on the brain, baby. No. Having Keenan as your wide receiver one would also be great. Honestly, if you go Barkley and then if you get Hilton and Keenan at the 2-3,
I think you'd be set. Absolutely. Yeah,
that'd be awesome. Anyways, let's move over to your final thoughts on Keenan Allen and wrap it up.
So when it comes to Keenan Allen, do his targets really need to go up? He's been averaging 150 targets a season and grabbing 100 balls or so. So his targets don't really need to go up with Tyrell leaving. It just means that he is likely to continue to get this kind of production that he's had. And as long as he does that, he's going to be a solid wide receiver one. Even with all of this, what I was saying earlier, defenses are going to have a tough time to key on Allen. They will have to worry about Gordon rushing, Benjamin with a game breaker over the top, and Hunter Henry creating havoc in the middle of the field. Due to that fact, the Chargers have such a dynamic offense, Allen will be left in zone or man-to-man coverage, which bodes extremely well for a player who is among the best route runners and pass catchers in the league.
All right, guys, that is going to wrap it up for this episode of the Sleeper Wire Great Debate Show. Follow us on Twitter at Sleeper Wire Show. Lucas is on there at Sleeper Wire LBB, and I am Prof_ChrisSW. And then you can find us on the Sleeper app as well at Sleeper Wire LBB and Professor Chris. Lucas, thank you so much for joining me this week. Everybody else, thanks for listening, and we will catch you next week.
Thanks, y'all.